Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Hey, slow the roll, will you please? Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Take it easy, wild ones. We're not there yet. It's the day before we go yellow, and everybody's going crazy. Now, keep in mind, we have to go county to county, okay? So Northumberland County, Snyder County, Montour County, Union County, they're going yellow. Follow the rules. We could slowly start to reopen. But then there are some counties that, hey, I'm sorry, we have a ton of Tom and Laura listeners and 94KX faithful that live in Columbia County or Luzerne County. Sorry about that. You people out in the western part of the state, you might be rolling a little slower too. The rural areas are coming back a little bit faster because we are that. We don't have a heavy population. But the more crowded municipalities, they may be still in lockdown. I don't want to call it that. Quarantine, self-quarantine, whatever you want to call it. So let's not... I don't know. I got this feeling that everybody's giving up on it already. Chad Evans and I were talking about it the other day. I'm done with this. A lot of people are saying, well, that's nice that you're done with it, but it ain't done with you. So take it easy. Take it easy. I've already heard people saying stuff like, it's over now. Why don't we just get back to work? And why don't we? It's not over now. That's why there's three stages. There's red, there's yellow, and green. Just like a traffic light, friends. So some counties are going to stay red. I feel for them. Laura's out there in Elysburg, part of Columbia County. Sorry. She's in the red zone. We here, closer to home, yellow. And someday we'll all be green. I don't know when that is. But then sports fires it up, too. Oh, they're going to start playing baseball. You know, and so we're all like, you know, and the NFL is talking. So we're all like, yay, it's over. The coronavirus is over. It's not. Let's not go crazy. Police had to bust up a Cinco de Mayo party in Florida, and the people didn't care. I mean, let's not go off the deep end here. They said some pretty weird things.
Oh, well, 6 feet means different things to many people.
What?
I don't even know anybody who even knows anybody who's had the virus.
Okay.
So for me, it's hard for me to say, well, I'm afraid.
You're
because
stupid.
I'm not afraid.
Because you're stupid.
So we're just ready to let our guard down and kind of just do whatever it is we feel like we need to do.
Oh. People are doing all right. Could they do better? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we're also through this thing.
I go by what I know as a nurse for many years.
All right.
Just like any other virus, it's got to run its course.
True.
And we all have to become, you know, get our immune system built up.
Well, yeah.
The risk of the coronavirus is a scam.
Scam? If I hear that word one more time, I'm going to kick somebody's tuchus. Now, those were people that were getting arrested at the time in Florida. You can hear the same thing in your own neighborhood. I talked about the idiot that was in CVS in Northumberland, like just like 20 feet away from me, just blabbering about how all this is fake. I just wanted to send him to Philadelphia or New York City. Hey, buddy, here's a bus ticket. Go to South Philly, knock on my kid's door and say, how you feeling? I live in a rural area and I think this is fake. Shut up. Count the dead. Have some respect. And let's all just slow the roll. As we slowly, slowly, please, roll into yellow. Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
This is surprising. Carnival Cruise Lines announced this week that starting August 1st, they will be back on the open sea. And I guess people are going to join them? I don't know. How could anyone book a Carnival Cruise right now? Just to be safe, I won't even let our show book a Tom Cruise right now.
The NASA administrator announced on Twitter that the space agency will be partnering with actor Tom Cruise to film a movie in space. The weird thing is, it's a sequel to Jerry Maguire.
Stay around, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next, sports and a check on the AccuWeather. Worse than people saying this whole coronavirus thing was in the Bible and then finding some verse that is somewhat resembling the situation would be the fact that people are now saying The Simpsons predicted 2020 back in 1993 in that episode where the town was looking for a cure for a disease and somebody unleashed killer insects. Okay, first of all, this murder hornet thing just has me going, what? Kind of like people's behavior when it comes to the coronavirus. What?
We need a cure!
Why, the only cure is bed rest. Anything I give you would only be a placebo.
Where do we get these placebos?
Maybe there's some in this truck.
Release the killer bees. The Simpsons, 1993. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The only live local morning radio show from two zip codes. Here in the Sunbury studio, my name is Tom Morgan. There in her Elysburg kitchen, her name is Laura Good. We'll check with Laura in just a bit. Tom and Laura in the morning. 6:47, good morning. Did you hear about the governor of West Virginia? I don't know how to call this one, and I don't judge, but I think the dude accidentally flew the F-bomb in a speech on television, like in media, West Virginia media. Now, I don't know, maybe he didn't say it. He called it an audio glitch later, but I mean, the way he denies saying it is so cheesy, it's almost like he did. Like, when politicians deny something, it's always so over the top. It's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he did, you know? So first of all, here's the audio clip of the governor of West Virginia, and then later him denying that he said what he said.
Again, I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so only if they can follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
Okay.
Today at our news briefing, there was an audio glitch. And it sounded like that I had said a bad word.
A very bad word,
A word that I would never say.
Really?
Nor have I ever said.
You've never said it?
No possibility in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Okay, come on now. Come on now. You're not a pastor or somebody... I never said it, never in my life, and I certainly didn't say it earlier this morning. Let's try that again.
Again, I encourage all businesses that are allowed to
follow the one rules
so only
if they can what?
If they can follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
All righty then. 94KX with Tom and Laura in the morning, the early morning show from two towns. I'm here in Sunbury. Laura's there in Elysburg. We give you everything you wanted and more. How's that for a cliche?
Wow.
It's a little early
for a cliche like that.
It's been 6 weeks of this shenanigans, as we would say, behind the scenes. I'm about done with it, but we got to hang in there. A new survey, Laura, says 51% of Americans have judged someone for not social distancing. So?
Yeah, I mean...
It's like a personal safety thing. So it's not, you know, judging. I don't think it's judging. It's to say, hey, excuse me, could you give me 6 feet? Thank you. That's not like judging someone, is it?
No, I think that's politely asking someone to give you a little bit of personal space.
There you go.
We're just calling it differently now.
I guess.
And asking for different reasons.
Right. I mean, you were out grocery shopping yesterday for your mom.
Yes, I was.
Did you... have a brush with destiny there? Did you find yourself in a situation where someone was standing too close to you?
No.
No?
Good. Grocery shopping, though, if I have to comment on it, you just have to take your time. You can't be in a rush.
Ah, good point.
And yesterday, there were a couple of individuals that I encountered who clearly needed to get in and out.
Right. So maybe they were violating rules?
Being too polite about it, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So back it off a little bit. But don't call it judgment. I mean, it's not like, you know, in today's pandemic age, somebody gets in your space and all of a sudden...
Shame. Shame. Shame.
You don't even know what that's from, Tom.
Shame. Oh, I've been watching TV.
Shame.
Oh, you've been watching Game of Thrones.
You bet I have. Every single episode.
Right. No, you haven't.
Shame. Hotter than a controlled burn in Florida. It is the Quarantunes with their latest song coming up. You see what I did there? Hotter than a controlled burn in Florida.
Yes.
Only in Florida would the fire department have a controlled burn on a windy day. Yeah, what is wrong with you guys? Anyway.
Some of the things that pop up out of the news cycle coming from Florida just make me shake my head.
That whole state makes me wonder. Yeah, it just makes me wonder. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I wonder how many of you ladies have been letting yourselves go during the quarantine.
Here's the thing. I don't think we even need to talk about it. And here's why.
Okay.
Because every female on the planet can do exactly what she wants to do.
Okay, now I don't know about that, but I do know.
I do know that it's her body. Oh, she gets to do what she wants to do with
Here we go. Get on your soapbox. I'm just saying.
It's not a soapbox.
I'm just saying.
I'm a girl. If I want to shave, I can shave. If I don't, I don't. Who cares? I want to let my gray roots show. No big deal. Or if I want to be as extra as possible and literally dress to the nines every single day to go nowhere, I also can do that.
Well, there it is. But if you allow me to speak for a second, I was going to stick up for women, because how come guys could, like, let themselves go and be absolute pigs, but if women do, it's like, what happened to her?
Excellent question, Tom.
Well, why don't we ask the Quarantunes?
It's been 6 weeks since she put on her jeans.
Sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
Okay.
Real viewers. Widescreen.
Come on, we've all put on some pants. Come on now.
Don't know how much the average woman has to shave.
Well, I don't ask.
My wife's legs.
You shave what you know.
But her legs are as hairy as my buddy Harry Dave's.
Choose your next words carefully.
Quarantine queen. Now she's gained at least 15. Yoga.
You know, we're all stacking the carbs. It happens.
Maybe get some lean cuisine instead of Cheetos and bonbons. Might be time for Peloton.
I really like having leg hair. It makes me feel powerful.
Oh. The Quarantine Queen. To all quarantine queens, you deserve it.
There you go.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different zip codes. I'm here in the studio, she's there at home, and the late night guys are at home as well. The latest from Conan and Fallon and what we call late night sound bites.
Hey, everyone's missing sports. Everyone wants their sports right now. Check this out. The South Korean Baseball League has started back up again. That's right. The players are playing in front of an empty stadium. Yeah, after hearing this, the San Diego Padres said, hey, that's our idea.
New study is published showing evidence of ancient rivers on Mars. Cool. Yeah, you could tell they were rivers because of all the ancient Martian inner tubes and beer cans.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Biter's birthday buddies on the way, fired up by Biter's Furniture Mattress and Appliance Store, 4th Street, Sunbury. Hopefully they may be opening in some capacity tomorrow. We'll let you know because we'll have a brand new winner tomorrow, which is cool.
Yes, we will.
And well, finally, all of our winners, what, 6 winners, Laura? 6 weeks or something? Are all hanging onto their gift cards and ready to break down the doors at Biter's. That'd be
Here's
great.
The thing. I have a sneaky suspicion
that
when Biter's is allowed to officially open back up to the public and have people in their store to browse and shop, they're going to do some kind of awesome sale. Seriously.
Oh, that would be great.
I know them. They have great prices no matter what.
Maybe,
but they're going to make it special.
Maybe a Tom and Laura's birthday buddies VIP party.
I mean, sure.
Sure.
Why not?
We're always up for a party. Hey, musical birthdays today. Eagle Eye Cherry is 51. He's a one-hit wonder from the 90s. His sister, Nena Cherry, was a one-hit wonder from the 80s. So there it is. It runs in the family. And for you older demographic, upper demographic,
There you go. That's the more appropriate word.
Bill Kreutzmann is 74 years old today. If you don't know him, he's the drummer for the Grateful Dead. So he's not dead yet. he's hanging in there.
Not dead yet.
Not quite dead yet. All right. Now it's time for the local celebs, or as Laura calls them,
Biter's
birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Amy Young from Trevor, and she's 48 today.
A very happy birthday to Avery Fern, 33 today.
Happy birthday to Brenda Markle from Middleburg. She's 54 today.
Brian Novinger from Graz is 51.
Happy birthday, Don Kyle from Sunbury. She is 62 years old today.
Felicia Beaver from New Columbia turns 53.
Okay. There's lots of weird stuff here. Jennifer Merwin is 46. She's from Steelens Grove.
Jessica Kashuba from Shamokin is 39.
Joe Aron from Beaver Springs is 57.
Michaela Mitchell turns 18 today.
18 years old and in lockdown for birthday. Melissa Shiloh from Lewisburg, 43 years old today.
Michael Snyder turns 52.
Mike Mackey from Pax Sinus, 46.
Richard Bidding from Dalmatia turns 82 today.
Yay, and Tracy Liddington from Mifflinburg is 44 years old today. Take a look at the text club. This is a great one, Laura. Please wish great Grammy, Flora Gilger, or Gilger, a 94th happiest birthday. That would be fine, thank you. Well, hey, Grammy, I hope your 94th birthday is fine.
Oh, that's amazing.
Great Grammy Flora. What a great combination of words.
That's a great name.
If I had a great grandma, I'd want her to be named Flora. Anybody on social media?
Yes, we have a couple from Facebook. A very happy birthday to Bob Weinhofer. That's Red. I coach with him.
Ah.
The Southern Columbia cross country team.
There you go.
Mary Hockenbrock is also celebrating a birthday. And you know this guy, Norm Jones.
Norm Jones?
Yes.
Wow.
Turns 43 today. He's originally from Danville, currently in Milton.
Hey, Norm, you'll always be younger than me, so don't worry about it.
There you go.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always call us on the Ford Fun Line, message us on the 94KX Facebook page, or text us at 49330. And that is how you can be in it to win it with Biter's Birthday Buddies. Every Friday, we choose someone to get $100 to go shopping. They have the deals, and they will be open soon. Fingers crossed.
Yay, yay, yay. Every day at about this time, it's Biter's.
Birthday buddies! On 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different zip codes. No other morning show pulls this off locally and live. We've got a chance for you to win with Giant Market coming up. Yeah?
What good news do you have for me today?
Oh,
we didn't do that yet.
Yeah, two good things. One, there's not a real good piece of audio, but still picture this. You know how we love our teachers, right?
Of course. It's Teacher Appreciation Week.
That's right. A Connecticut teacher stepped up to voluntarily take care of one of her students' newborn baby brothers for at least a month while the student and her family recover from COVID-19.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that amazing or what?
That is.
Wow.
Wow. What a sacrifice.
I'm getting strength from God and everybody's prayers because I need to do this.
I need to do this. A simple quote.
I need to do this.
I think it's great. Meantime, some good news that Laura will love. We've all heard of therapy animals.
Yes, I have several. At least that's what I'm telling myself. All four cats are near me this morning.
They're taking over the show, right?
They are their producers. They're not necessarily impressed with what we have going on today.
Well, then they can't take over if they're not impressed. Come on now, kitties. Helen Woodward's Animal Center in California usually brings therapy rabbits, cats, and dogs to the senior centers. But because they're in lockdown, they can't go inside anymore. So solution? Bring the alpacas!
Normally with our pet therapy animals, we bring out dogs and cats and rabbits to really get up close and personal, love on these people. And obviously with the current situation in our community, in our world, we can't get up close and personal. So we thought we could bring these fabulous kids over here, our great alpaca, that make anybody smile whether you're 6 feet away or 60 feet away.
Okay, therapy alpacas, yes or no?
Yes.
I knew you would say that. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm here and Laura's there, right, Laura?
Yes, indeedy. Do we have a winner?
No. I just decided to let them all sit to wait and see who would get to the phone first.
I like it.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller one on the Ford Fun Line.
Yes.
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from this morning?
Texina.
All right. You sitting at home, Lisa?
I am at work.
Oh, you're on the front line. You're one of those essential people, huh?
I am, yes.
Okay. Who's at home watching the kids?
Nobody. They're all grown up.
Okay. Well, good. Get up and on your own now. And you get up and get moving over to the Giant. You're the winner of our grocery stimulus this morning. You got yourself a $100 gift card.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on. Oh, I just put her on hold. I was going to say, talk to Laura while I write some stuff down. Oh, well. It's all good.
She can if she wants to.
Hang on a minute, Lisa. She's in Paxinus. That's not far from, you know.
No, where, it's not.
No, it's just like just over the big hill in Danville. I don't know. Anyway.
No. It's 2 miles down the road. Oh, down okay. 487.
All right. That's the one. The Giant Stimulus is a fun contest. It's very easy. It's hard to do when Laura's sitting in her kitchen and I'm sitting here, because at this point, Laura would be talking to the winner and they'd all be giggling.
Of course, that's normally what I do, but you can handle it, Tom. I have faith and confidence in you.
Thank you. News is next, Tom and Laura in the morning. I don't know if this makes me happier. I do, you know, I'm a car guy. I go nuts. I'm an automo love kind of guy.
Yeah, you're kind of a gearhead. That's cool.
I have a little car collection going on in my private collection. For the first time ever in the month of April, the auto industry sold more trucks.
Big Black Jack.
Yeah! That's my truck. Where's Mark Lawrence when you need him? This guy would probably know all these songs, and he would sing them. Anyway, for the first time in the history of the automobile industry, trucks outsold cars in the month of April. Does it have anything to do with the coronavirus? I don't know. But it is kind of weird. It is weird, isn't it? I mean, wow.
There's just something about a truck.
Ooh, listen to you, said the girl live at Elysburg. Say it again. There you go. So here's the deal. You got a truck. You got a used truck, an SUV that you pull your horses around in.
I do, but it's not a truck.
Oh.
It's like an expedition.
I don't know now. There's a fine line. There used to be a time when your license plate had to say truck on it, even though it had four doors and you hauled your kids. Or in your case,
I remember that.
Pulling your horses. But, yeah, so some people call a oversized SUV a truck.
Hmm.
What are you driving this morning? Let us know. It's kind of interesting. And what kind of person goes from a car to a truck? At what point in their life? You know what I mean?
Maybe when you're taking those Sunday family drives, because we're all social distancing and you can't go out and about, so you're in the car and there's not enough room.
Perfect point. That's what my dad did. My dad always had a car for all of us kids. And then when we grew up and moved away, he still kept a car. But he also had his truck. He called it his work truck. Maybe you do the same. Just kind of an interesting note. Wonder what the car dealers that we have on the radio here think about that. Trucks,
you know what?
Outselling cars.
I think they're okay with it because it means that they're selling stuff. Seriously.
Perfect. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV from home.
Oh, I can't believe this. There's a new TikTok trend that's going viral. Oh, come on. It's called the Pee Your Pants Challenge. That's basically what it sounds like. When I first saw it, I thought, you know what? We deserve the murder hornets.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next. One of my favorite quotes from the 80s, and lead me not into temptation, I can find it myself. There's Squeeze.
I feel like that sums up the 80s very appropriately.
Oh, that sums up the 80s or my 80s? What did you say now? What?
Both.
There it is. Tom Morgan here in the studio in Sudbury. More than you'll ever know. Temptation. And yes, Laura in her kitchen in Elysburg doing the show from home. You've been watching a lot of TV or no? You're a pretty busy girl.
No, I've been watching certain shows though. Number one being Tiger King.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we binged that, the husband and I, in like 2 days. Basically.
We've been watching different shows while we've been in quarantine, and I have, and I'll tell you about that in a bit, but you have a list number 10 to 1 on what we are watching. I have a feeling I'm not going to connect on any of these.
Well, you tried to make a Game of Thrones reference earlier in the show.
Yeah, and I
So are you actually watching Game of Thrones or
no? No, because I watched like part of one and I thought, okay, I have to watch all this because I don't get what's going on, so.
You can't just watch part of one.
Exactly.
You have to start from the beginning.
Now, is that the way it is with this entire list? Because if it is, I'm just going to give you a bunch of quick no's.
Yeah, kind of.
All right, here are the top 10 things we are binging from 10
to
1.
Number 10, The Walking Dead.
No, I hate zombies.
Okay. Number 9, this is on Netflix, Stranger Things.
Is that about my family? Because I'm not sure.
No, it's like the kids in the 80s who find sort of like a wrinkle in time kind of stuff. I don't want to go into too many details. Spoilers.
Okay. I'm not watching it, no.
Okay, The Good Place on NBC.
What is that about? I have no idea.
Oh, that's with Kristen Bell, and she goes to heaven.
Oh, and she takes the dog. Okay.
She takes the dog, exactly.
All right.
This one you could just watch kind of a one-off episode, The Office on NBC.
And I have. I love that show. Scranton! Woo! Okay.
All right, next up, Better Call Saul.
I actually like that. I haven't binge-watched it, but it's hilarious. That lawyer, he's just nuts. Go ahead.
Number 5, Westworld on HBO. The husband loves this show. It's great.
Is that sci-fi?
Kind of, yes.
Okay, not digging it. Next.
Number 4, Game of Thrones.
Tried, it didn't work. Next.
You didn't try it, though. You have to give it at least a 3-episode try.
Oh, okay. That's the Laura rule? Okay.
That is a rule. Okay. You need to get into the series.
All right.
This one I wonder about for you.
Okay.
I think you would like it. Number 3, Breaking Bad.
I did watch it and I liked it. I've never seen every single episode, but yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
How could you stop watching? How have you not seen every episode of Breaking Bad?
I don't know. I just haven't.
Most of the episodes are cliffhangers.
Yeah, I know. And you know, if you set your recorder and then you don't do it right, and you don't see the end, you don't see the cliffhanger, so you don't care.
Okay.
Just saying. Like,
I'm actually disappointed in you.
Sorry. Next, number 2.
Number 2, Tiger King.
Not interested at all.
Mayhem and Madness.
Not interested at all.
You're missing out, man.
I thought that was going to be number 1. What's number 1?
It's also on Netflix, and it's really good.
Okay.
Ozark.
Is that like...
The most recent season was
just released
on Netflix.
Is it like Cowboys? Or what's Ozark?
It's great.
Ozark Mountain Daredevils? Is it a cowboy thing? What is it?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
What is it then? Ozark.
It's a drama.
Okay. All right.
It's fantastic.
I find myself doing simple things. Like, I'm addicted to ION TV now. It just stays on that channel. I think it's 523 on the cable here.
Okay, if there's one that you could take from this list, you should watch Ozark. It's a drama. It kind of has a crime element.
Okay, that's good. You're there. Okay.
There's some money laundering that occurs.
Now I'm interested.
And then they're forced to sort of move to, where do you think they move to?
Not the Ozarks.
There it is, yes.
Oh, okay, so there it is. The Ozark Mountain Daredevils all over again. Okay.
Except no.
Okay, because I am addicted to Chicago PD on ION right now.
Then you would like Ozark, seriously.
Okay. I am going to give it a try, I promise.
Steal one of your kids' Netflix logins.
I already have, yes. So I do know. There you go. Chicago PD, though, I think I just love it because the cop that's in charge of the whole intelligence crew talks like me.
Yes.
Go get him. Bring him in. We'll interrogate him and light him up.
Oh, boy.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. We want to remind you that tomorrow, during Biter's Birthday Buddies, yet another winner, but you got to be a member of the text club, right, Laura?
That's right, and it's so easy to become a member. Sign up at WQKX.com and then text your birthday or your friend's birthday.
And we'll get a winner tomorrow.
$100 could be yours.
Tom Morgan here in the studio. Laura at home. Soon she'll be back here in the studio. I got my fingers crossed. But we're looking at the positive side all the time. And Laura loves to wrap up the show with a thought for the day.
I do. And we've been doing this since the whole
whole like six, 7 weeks. Yeah.
Pandemic thing started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like we should continue it.
Maybe we should.
Thought to sort of end the show.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Get everybody into the workday all positive. What you got for us today?
So this is for anyone who is at home and kind of going a little bit stir crazy. Okay.
Okay.
So it's a serious one, but I liked it. Fall in love with taking care of yourself. Fall in love with the path of healing. Fall in love with becoming the best version of yourself, but with patience, with compassion, and with respect to your own journey.
There you go. I mean, it all takes time. You know what I mean? Nothing happens
overnight. And the thing is being at home and staying home this isn't a productivity contest, right?
Right.
You don't have to do all the things. Sometimes just sitting and binge watching a little Netflix is A-okay, and that's self-care.
I like it. I like it a lot. Have a great day, my partner.
You too, Tommy Tom.
And everybody out there, have a good one.
Bye, guys.